Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
And then that was the offbeat, or if you want to call it that.
And like that, call it that.
I go in the restaurants and only men's demonstrations. I go in to get a cup of coffee and a hamburger, and the place is pretty well clear out.
And Jack Gibson recalls one incident where a white staffer was a little. Experienced announcer who had already worked at two local stations tells a different story.
The station could not stay at 30 Broad Street.
It couldn't, or it just didn't?
Couldn't? Well, the segregation at that time. And they didn't want anybody down. Well, the owners of the building didn't want any blacks.
Our morning show to Susan Bennett this format. Well, think again.
Here we are on the old lunch call show again. The baddest hour in radio to aid you in your indigestion. Yeah, and hoping that you're going to enjoy what we're going to put forward.
In an environment that is conducive to the workplace.
In other words, WERD proved that integration to some degree can work.
Yeah. To a great degree.
WERD was not devoid of talent.
South, but people around this nation.
Paul E.X. Brown, who would eventually become WERD's Jacksonville Street Neck Sattler, the right arm of owner J.B. Bladen Sr. That fact didn't escape at least two enterprising white broadcasters. In 1954, Zena Sears, who pioneered black programming in Atlanta with blues broadcasts on white radio stations in the
by these wild, irresponsible, and totally unfounded allegations that Dr. Clement is a subversive.
To a two-person show called Lunch Call with Herb Gershon and Jockey Jack Gibson. Now, you think today's Sears. In 1954, Zena Sears, who pioneered black programming,
had the mindset of wild. How did anybody ever move to Chicago? What's the temperature in Miami, Jim?
55.
Well, it's
better. When you're going places, Dixie Peach is the hair pomade that keeps your hair in place. With Dixie Peach, hair stays under control, stays full of natural sparkle and bounce, stays smooth.
Sheldon, I saw Daddy. I cook. I will for the man between 9 and around 7 o'clock this evening. And it's gonna be me and you, sugar. Yeah. So stand there and look like a rich man's front porch and let me admire you. And got nerve enough to send me, says, how you doing? Temperature down here is 80.
Mitzi. And I don't know what it's
been. Radio Hanoi says the Viet Cong have freed 182 South Vietnamese military men who were prisoners of the communists. They say the action was taken because of the Lunar New Year holiday. South Vietnam plans to free 20 North. Starring James Coburn as Derek. The jurors to return to their deliberations as to two other defendants in the case, Dr. Stephen Durovic and the Krabiazin Research Foundation. The jurors spent 8 hours with no let-up in sight. Forecasters estimated that the 86-hour record set in the 1890s may be broken. The best the Weather Bureau could predict for Monday was continued cold with some hope of... Day in a loop restaurant, all under the watchful eyes of four deputy United States Marshals. The... Police say Thornton stabbed 19-year-old Calvin Mims of 7546 Eggleston Avenue in a dispute over the ownership of a bottle of liquor. Thornton denies the charge, but police say they have witnesses who identified him as the slayer. Chicago. Bitter cold and heavy snow flakes. Right on by.
Beautiful women in the world, now playing at the Woods Theater. Doors open daily 9 a.m., and the last feature starts at 12 midnight every night. And starring James Coburn as Derek Flint, the most dashing, most cunning secret agent of all time. He's an expert on karate. He has a deadly cigarette lighter that kills. Two mad-eating dogs. A charm, wit, and cunning that strike terror in the heart.
Direct the Secretary of State.
Outside, temperature stands at 75 degrees. And you know, if you're HIV... You're my 10th caller at 432-W...
The beat, drop the beat. When the world seems bright.
live, 24 past the hour of 10 o'clock, 75 degrees on the outside. Sounds blackest. This is Peebo Bryson.
This year's celebration, call 241-8100. That's 241-8100.
You're listening to the best music in the midday.
You've got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. USA Army for details.
Recommended by doctors, trusted by women. Baby, can I talk to you?
When zits appear,
the United States is tied to the productive economics of African people.
I'm interested to know is if there was a possibility. See, I listen to you, Gary, and I admire you to utmost. And so do you also.
Wilson and WLIB, good afternoon. You're in the experience.
Back again. If you feel as if, and see what happens when we were robbed, and we are robbed as people, we see who have it, but we, who has.
Being the monitors, the leaders of that, and us monitors, because we trust you. Well, we have to look at it now realistically. We understand our predicament and our position, what we got to do about it now. So, I mean, Gary.
Series of quote unquote pain relievers that have emerged within the context of this caller.
And being also, you know, and of course, being very much into the advancement of black people and of African people.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, but you talked about sex addiction, drugs, there's a whole series of.
Carried away with, you know, and permit those things to blind us to the really good aspects of what was being developed there. I think it's a good model. There are other people at the back part of that.
Yeah.
He's dealing with, of course, Reconstruction, and he's dealing with political, social, and economic plans. Of course, when you study the movement of Marcus Garvey, as well as the movement of Elijah Muhammad and others, you see it implied there.
Millions of dollars. And you all being the monitors, the leaders of that, and us monitors because we trust you. We have to look at it now. These are the brothers that we trust and we believe in.
Let me just step in for a moment because we're moving a little bit towards news headlines, but I hear the caller coming with, I think, the economic energy and the thrust of...
In terms of developing a model for moving formation in the first place.
Amazing.
You see, so it works... Very beautifully. That caller had an implication there that was, if you feel...
Wait a minute. There's something you have to think about anger and resentment binding...
us to buy back because we can't buy it from ourselves. We don't have it. A network by black people and a national economic program of development, political, social program by black people. Now, I don't want this to be interpreted as... advocating the overthrow of the United States government. Okay, and to bear.
The one-day summit hour titled Transition to Teamwork. This is coming up on March 17th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For information, call, or if you want registration information also, 645.
I'm Vicki Chalet for 1080 Peace Center Traffic.
Thanks a lot, Vicki. Also, one more reminder to pass off to you that the St. Augustine Center has postponed their monthly board of directors meeting that was scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Weather-wise,
delayed for 1080 Peace Center Traffic. Even the forecast conditions on the slick side were still
on Inside Gospel. But 22, and we'll give you another report as far as closings and also the latest in traffic coming up later on in 10 minutes, actually. And now we go back to Tracy Foy Green with the new Gospel Music Hour.
It's new music hour on the Paysetter, 1080 AM, WUFO, Gospel.
So that's just an
3495. Also, the Inside Gospel update. Haven't heard that in a while. Well, to
roadways, Vicki.
Illinois
some good news. Ohio at Ganson is going to be the only river section off of Lakeshore Complex. Just some blowing and drifting snow out there, making conditions on the slick side. We're still seeing all your major routes.
On as far as closings for this evening, Trocare College has canceled their evening classes. Also, the
FM 90. 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, you catch us playing less than five songs back-to-back without commercial interruption. You'll win a quick $98 or with your registered FM 98. Tune-up card, a quick $1,098. So spread the word. Catch Us If You Can is happening on FM 98 Can. Catch us playing less than five songs back-to-back without recorded commercial interruptions, and you're the first to call with your registered FM 98 tune-up card. If You Can is happening on FM nights of 6:55 a.m. and 10 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9:55 and 7 p.m.
Way to win the $1,098. Bring on now your registration form to Suite 2050.
Interruptions, and you're the first to call. With your registered FM 98 tune-up card, you could pick up a quick $1,098. FM 98 WJLB is always playing at least by $1,098. So spread the word. Catch Us If You Can is happening on FM 98 WJLB.
Layton's proudly announces its Detroit and Oak Park Day starting now and lasting all week. That's 8-4.
Helps prevent pimple reruns.
I get the picture.
And yet...
lightweight touring canoes.
To drive a... Bert Diamond's Bannister Mall.
Still be your muscles.
Sadler said he voluntarily moved to Auburn.
He brought the station where the school was because he felt that the students could train, they were to be engineers, and that you could make the two things go together.
But Paul E.X. Brown at that time... Stan Raymond by WATL Radio. Immediately, the station was programmed directly at the black community, Citizens Trust Bank, discussing the idea of investing in radio, among other things. Paul E.X. Brown, who would eventually become WERD's third program director, was privy to some of that.
They could never put up any money on the table. They never got any money on the table. It was on
the restaurants and holding their
on any blacks running in and out upstairs.
Well, it's 12 noon and it's time for lunch call.
There was a possibility. See, I listened to you, Gary, and I
got the system and of the economic system, you see. And you can provoke that desire in them either through anger, through hatred, through direct tantalizing of the individual. See, the key to being in the ruling class is the
binding the oppressor to the oppressor.
Yes, and this is a part of the aspect of it, you see. You want to buy the approval, you want to buy
some symbol of our African ancestry. I'm not saying to start going into the office.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.